Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 24, Further Traits of Sri Krishna. After describing the different opulences of Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami tries to further describe the transcendental beauties and qualities of the Lord as decorated, enjoying, pleasing, dependable, steady, and predominating. Krishna is also described as a meticulous dresser and a magnanimous personality. These are generally considered to be the qualities of great personalities. Decorated. It is said that a person is great if one is decorated with the qualities of being very merciful toward the unfortunate, or who is very powerful, superior, chivalrous, enthusiastic, expert, and truthful. All these decorations were manifest in the character of Krishna during his Govardhan Leela. At that time, the whole tract of land in Vrindavan was being disturbed by the rains sent by Indra. At first, Krishna was thinking, "Let me retaliate against this vengeance of Indra by destroying his heavenly kingdom." But later on, when Krishna thought of the insignificance of the King of Heaven, Krishna changed his mind and felt merciful towards Indra. No one is able to tolerate the wrath of Krishna. So instead of retaliating against Indra, Krishna simply showed his compassion for his friends in Vrindavan by lifting the whole of Govardhan Hill in order to protect them. Enjoying. When a person is seen to be always happy and is accustomed to speak smilingly, then one is considered to be in the mode of enjoyment. This trait was found in Krishna when Krishna appeared at the sacrificial arena of King Kamsa. It is described that the lotus-eyed Krishna entered among the wrestlers without being impolite to them. He glanced over them with determination and seemed to the wrestlers to be just like an elephant attacking some plants. Even while speaking to the wrestlers, Krishna was still smiling. So in this way, Krishna stood valiantly upon the wrestling dais. Pleasing. When one's characteristics are very sweet and desirable, then such a personality is called pleasing. An example of Krishna's pleasing nature is described as follows. One day, while Krishna was awaiting the arrival of Srimati Radharani by the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna began to make a garland of kadamba flowers. In the meantime, Radharani appeared there, and at that time Murari Krishna, the enemy of the demon Mura, glanced over Radharani very sweetly. Dependable. Any person who is reliable in all circumstances is called dependable. In this connection, Rupa Goswami says that even the demons were relying upon the dependability of Krishna because they were confident that Krishna would never attack them without due cause. Therefore, with faith and confidence, the demons used to live with their doors wide open. And the demigods, although afraid of the demons, were confident of the protection of Krishna. Therefore, even in the midst of danger, the demigods were engaged in sportive activities. And persons who had never undergone the reformatory ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas were also confident that Krishna would accept only faith and devotion. And so they were engaged in Krishna consciousness and were freed from all anxieties. In other words, all kinds of men, from the demigods down to the uncultured, can rely on the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. Steady. A person who is not disturbed, even in a situation of reverses, is called steady. This steadiness was observed in Krishna in connection with Krishna's chastising the demon known as Bana. The Bana demon had many hands, and Krishna was cutting off these hands one after another. This Bana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva and the goddess Durga. Thus, when Bana was being chastised, Lord Shiva and Durga became very furious at Krishna, but Krishna did not care for them. Predominating. A person who can affect the mind of everyone is called predominating. And as far as Krishna's predomination is concerned, we find in the 10th canto, 43rd chapter, verse 17 of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna is thus described by Shukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit. My dear King, Krishna is a thunderbolt to the wrestlers, and to the common man, Krishna is the most beautiful human being. To the young girls, Krishna is just like Cupid, and to the cowherder men and women, Krishna is the most intimate relative. To the impious kings, Krishna is the supreme ruler. And to Krishna's parents, Nanda and Yashoda, Krishna is just a baby. To Kamsa, the king of Bhoja, Krishna is death personified. And to the dull and stupid, Krishna is just like a stone. To the yogis, Krishna is the supreme absolute truth. And to the Rishnis, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And so, in such a predominating position, Krishna appeared in that wrestling arena along with his elder brother, Balaram. When Krishna, the reservoir of all mellows, was present in the arena of Kamsa, Krishna appeared differently to the different persons who were related to Krishna in different mellows. Thus, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yathamang prapadyante, tangs tathaiva bhajam yaham. Krishna appears to every person according to one's relationship with him. Sometimes learned scholars describe predominating to mean a person intolerant of being neglected. This peculiarity in Krishna was visible when Kamsa was insulting Maharaj Nanda. Vasudev was asking Krishna's assistance in killing Kamsa, and Krishna was glancing over Kamsa with longing eyes, just like a prostitute, and was just preparing to jump upon the king. Meticulous dresser. A person who is very fond of dressing is called Lalita, or a meticulous dresser. This characteristic was found in Krishna in two ways. Sometimes Krishna used to decorate Srimati Radharani with various marks. And sometimes when Krishna was preparing to kill demons like Arishta Asura, Krishna would take care to arrange his belt very nicely. Magnanimous. Persons who can give themselves to anyone are called magnanimous. No one could be more magnanimous than Krishna because Krishna is always prepared to give himself completely to his devotee. And even to one who is not a devotee, Krishna in his form as Lord Chaitanya is prepared to give himself and to grant deliverance. Although Krishna is independent of everyone, out of Krishna's causeless mercy, Krishna is dependent upon Garga Rishi for religious instruction, and Krishna is dependent on Satyaki for learning the military art, while for good counsel, Krishna is dependent upon his friend Uddhava. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 24, entitled Further Traits of Sri Krishna. Recorded March 4th, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.